time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. There was a recent article in the Wall Street Journal about Social Security and its sad state of affairs. The author of the article was William Galston, who is a member of the Journal's editorial board. The article clearly states that Social Security, not only for future generations, but for those currently receiving benefits, are clearly in danger of being cut or lost. Mr. Galston states that because Social Security makes multi-generational promises, the Congressional Budget Office says it calculates its financial condition over a 75-year period. He says that if we do nothing, that all Social Security reserves will be exhausted by the year 2033. To close that gap while maintaining current benefits, Congress needs to act an immediate increase in the payroll tax rate from 12.4% to 15.9% on workers earning $50,000 a year. This would mean a tax increase for the employee of about $900 a year and, of course, the same amount for the employer. To avoid a similar problem, Congress in 1983 averted insolvency in the system by enacting recommendations of the Greenspan Commission, which meant that about 90% of all earnings would fall under the taxable cap. Today, only about 83% of total wages are subject to the payroll tax. Following the recommendations of the Greenspan Commission, it would require doubling the maximum earnings subject to the tax to $241,000. According to this author, someone making that amount of money would be hit with a tax increase of $7,600 and the employer for the same amount. However, even doing that, it would only reduce the imbalance by about 30%. According to Mr. Galston, the American people do not want these increases, but they still want their benefits. In a recent Pew report, 61% of young adults between the ages of 18 to 29 were against Social Security cuts. Congress does not want to do anything, but by the end of 2017, Social Security Disability Insurance Fund will run out of money. Many Democrats in Congress want to put a patch on the problem by transferring funds to the disability program from the Social Security Retirement Trust Fund, postponing the disability crisis at the cost of bringing forward the date when the Social Security funds would be gone. Senator Hatch is working on a problem, and I hope he can get his congressional leaders to join with him. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that Congress should get its act together and make some constructive changes to the system so that future generations will have the benefits that they paid into the Social Security Fund? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.